The Blizzard of 77, an unforgettable event for those who lived through it. For Jonathan Shaw, the storm marked the period when he departed his hometown of Buffalo on a journey that would lead him to Hollywood, where he has spent nearly three decades working as a writer, editor, and producer.
It's a different kind of mindset out here. There's a lot of issues that come into play, but I think it's really that attitude that Buffalonians have about, you know, just being hardworking people that are really passionate about what they do. And I've been able to carry that through my career. And in many ways, it's, you know, it's one of the cornerstones of what, you know, I've been able to be successful with is just my upbringing.
Buffalo has changed, as has the film industry. Case in point, the release of Jonathan Shaw's latest work, Finding Noah, a documentary detailing the dogged search for Noah's Ark in the massive, inhospitable terrain of Turkey's Mount Ararat.
I think the Ark of Noah would be the ultimate archaeological find.
If we don't go, we won't know. Somebody has to take up the challenge.
Let's go find an ark.
Still standard with most films, Finding Noah arrives with a compelling, well-produced movie trailer. And while it will be released at 7 tonight in theaters nationwide, including at the Regal Transit 18, it may be the only night Finding Noah appears in theaters. According to Shaw, the opening is handled by Fathom Events, a promotions company that has grown out of cooperative interest among the country's largest movie chains.
Business side, these things play on like Monday through Thursday nights, you know, and that's really in the theater business, that's pretty much the dead time. I mean, that's really when they're trying to get people into the theater. And so, you know, over the weekends, that's when they make all their money. But during the week, that's where they're trying. So they bring in a diverse people with these kinds of films. And it also, what it does is it gets people that sometimes that normally don't even go to movies to come into the theater and have a theatrical experience.
A longer theater run isn't impossible. More likely, Shaw says, the film will head to Netflix or DVD. If that's the case, all is not lost for the investors who financed Finding Noah's $3 million budget. One local film professional sees the potential for profit in the project. The days of mass marketing a movie's release, beyond Star Wars and a few others, are gone. Out of the changing landscape of media consumption, niche marketing has emerged as a desired business model. And as producer Jonathan Shaw explains, the prominent faith-based community could take great interest in the explorers whose stories are told in Finding Noah.
They just want to do this because they think it would help prove that they're, you know, that God has interceded with man. And, you know, that's pretty when you think about it. If you could find, you know, that kind of, you know, we see things in miracles and other things that we know as Christians, but just the idea that, you know, you have a piece of evidence that this happened is pretty amazing. So that's kind of their motivation.
A one-time student at Amherst Christ the King School, Jonathan Shaw was familiar with Noah's Ark, but the film takes a deeper look. Many myths are explored. Why have the CIA and the American military had an interest in the Ark? Did the Russians really find it, dissemble it, and carry it off? Why is the story of the Great Flood found in so many different cultures? That's Shaw's pitch, one that he hopes will hit a home run with those attending tonight's nationwide release of Finding Noah, to be shown locally at the Regal Transit 18.
But we said we want to have a one-night event where people can come to theaters and really see this and the glory that it is, because it's really exciting. I mean, it's breathtaking visuals for being up on top of this mountain. We've really pulled out all the stops. We have a great score, we have great songs in the film. We've really gone and done, put all the Hollywood polish on this.
We will either prove that yes, it is here, or no, it is not.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.